This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, tick for tat. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When Cow Island, Cooper's cattle dip, and deadly ticks meet up, who will be left standing? This case got started with an attempt to eradicate deadly cattle ticks that were infecting cattle and people. The Cooper Company came up with Cooper's cattle dip. The cattle would be dipped into or passed through large vats filled with the dip, which contained high concentrations of arsenic. The cattle would then be left standing around to dry off, dripping the dip directly onto the ground, contaminating the soil, which then contaminated the groundwater, which then killed people on Cow Island. The court that first heard the case found that the ticks were very dangerous, and the deaths of some landowners from cancer was not too high a price to pay for the benefit to the general public. But the appeals court reversed, holding that a reasonable jury could conclude the danger of the product outweighs its utility. Also, instructions as to how to drip dry the dipped cattle should have been provided. So the people of Cow Island who've been wringing their hands may finally be ringing up dollars instead. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.